This is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu appeared to be in position for a fifth term in power Wednesday as results from a tight parliamentary election showed his Likud party and right-wing allies in the best position to form a coalition government. With 97% of the ballots counted, Likud stood even with the centrist Blue and White Party, led by former military chief Benny Gantz. Both sides claim victory in the hours after the voting ended. Netanyahu also faces an ongoing criminal investigation. U.S. Attorney General William Barr returns to Capitol Hill Wednesday to testify before lawmakers a day after he declined to discuss any specifics of Special Counsel Robert Mueller's report on the Russia investigation.
We will color code the excisions from the report, and we will provide explanatory notes describing the basis for each redaction.
That's Barr talking about the report he intends to send to members of the Congress. Barr is scheduled to speak at the Senate Appropriations Subcommittee hearing on his department's 2020 budget. That was the topic during Tuesday's session before the House panel when Barr testified for the first time since issuing a summary of the special counsel's findings. Barr faced criticism from Democrats who suggested he had acted to shield President Trump from the full weight of the probe's conclusions. South Korean President Moon Jae-in heads for Washington Wednesday, a day before he meets with President Trump. Moon said previously he hoped his trip to the U.S. would revitalize stalled talks with North Korea that collapsed after Trump and North Korean leader Kim Jong-un failed to reach an agreement during their February summit in Hanoi. For more news, join us at voanews.com. From here in Washington, this is VOA News.